By the end of 1904, Wales was ablaze with revival. From 1904 to 1905, God moved in great power in the Principality of Wales from the south and from the north down, and God really blessed, and many, many souls were saved. And we long and we pray so often for revival in our day and in our generation. And one of the young men that was greatly used of God at that time was a man by the name of Evan Roberts. He was only 26 years of age. He was converted quietly at the age of 13. And God moved mightily in great power through the life and ministry of Evan Roberts. Just before the revival at the beginning of 1904, Evan Roberts had deep, intimate experiences with the Holy Spirit. And late at night, he would rise from his bed at 1 o'clock in the morning and pray through until 4 a.m. The Lord had touched his life in a remarkable way. And one of the great prayers that Evan Roberts prayed was, "Bend us. Bend us, O Lord. Bend the church and shake the world." And what he meant by that was that the Holy Spirit would take such a dealing with him, with God's people, and with the church at large, that they would absolutely submit and surrender themselves to the influences of the Holy Spirit. And around about that time as well, Evan Roberts had a tremendous burden for the lost. He said in his experience, he really had a vision of hell, what it meant for a soul to be lost. And he was burdened for his nation, burdened for his countrymen, and burdened for his day and generation. And here's the prayer that he prayed. It was a remarkable prayer. He prayed that God would close the gates of hell for 1 year, so that Wales might have an opportunity to repent and get right with God. What a prayer. Lord, close the gates of hell for 1 year. Give this nation an opportunity to repent and to respond to the love of God and to the influence of the gospel. What a prayer to pray. God, shut the gates of hell for 1 year. There was a man that was burdened for the lost. There was a man that knew what it was for a soul to die in their sins. There was a man with eternity in his heart and a passion for the lost in his soul. It was said of General William Booth that rather than sending his cadets to Bible college for 3 or 4 years, he would prefer, if possible, to send them to the gates of hell for 5 minutes so that they could see what it was for a soul to die in their sins without Jesus Christ. Dear friends, let us get a burden again for the lost. I think today, if we're honest, that the Church of Jesus Christ has lost its vision for God's glory, its burden for the souls of men. We are no longer living in light of eternity. We are being presented with a Christianity that is shallow and inept and powerless. And we desperately need to get our eyes again upon the Saviour, get our knees on the floor, get our eyes heavenward, get our souls into the Word of God, and let's pray that God will move in great blessing. One life to live in this earth, and someday we will stand at the judgment seat of Christ. What an awful thing to have regrets in that day. The psalmist David in Psalm 51 prayed, "Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God." He recognized that in his backslidden state there was blood in his hands. And oh, today that the Church of Jesus Christ would arise, get a burden for the lost, a passion for souls. Jesus Christ, as he beheld the great city of Jerusalem, wept over it because they were fainting and scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Let's never fall into a system of theology that robs us of a passion for the lost. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep over the erring one, care for the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty to see it. Let's re-echo that prayer. Lord, close the gates of hell for a year so that this nation of ours might have opportunity to repent. Let's get an urgency back into our praying. Let's get faith back into your souls. Let's dig into the scriptures, claim the promises of God, and pray that God will have mercy upon our nation. Thank you, friends, for listening. Share this with other Christians, and let's really pray that God will have mercy and God will save, and let's pray for a better day. God bless you. See you again next time.